Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
After the hour on the DJV program, the mail is in, and it's pretty positive. It's good. Everybody likes Victoria, Jennifer, Karen, like the combination of the year. Good for us. The way I was looking at something about how we make decisions, and the advice from this particular writer was not to make any decisions when you're emotional, because it's like we're on drugs. You're on your own. You're emotions get the best of you and you make decisions, and I think that's pretty obvious, isn't it? Although how many people make decisions when they're upset? I can't stand you, I'm getting a divorce, you know, or stuff.
I think a lot of people do that, actually. I think a lot of people make rational or irrational decisions when they're fired up.
Yeah, so go to bed.
Is that what your advice is?
Yeah, good, just go to bed. That's the way to handle that.
Take a nap.
Meanwhile,
you'll make a better choice later.
Yeah, exactly. Take a nap somehow or other. Relax.
That's actually true. Sleep on it. A lot of people say don't sleep on it, but I think sleeping on it is really good. It always seems less intense when you wake up.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're right about that. Okay, so there's a poll that suggests who are the people to trust and who are the people not to trust in our lives. What's the bottom line, Jen?
This is a company called Morning Consult, and they do a lot of different polls on a lot of different things, some political, some not. And the question is, who or what do Americans trust more than anything else? And Americans think that giant tech companies are much more likely to do the right thing than, let's say, Tom Hanks or Oprah Winfrey. It's a new survey that found that the most trusted brands in America are the USPS, the Postal Service.
Huh?
And, yeah.
All right, this is a poll. You need to be at least 75 years old to be in this poll.
Yeah, who's in this
poll? Don't say that so quickly, because wait till you hear who else is on this list. So the United States Postal Service, Amazon, Google, PayPal, the Weather Channel, kind of interesting, Chick-fil-A, Hershey, UPS, Cheerios, and M&M's. Isn't that an interesting
mix
of bedfellows?
Yeah, but
I don't know, though. PayPal, is that something that old people use? I don't think so.
On eBay, yeah. It's the only way you can buy anything on eBay. And the Postal Service and Cheerios? Yeah, this is a very...
Chick-fil-A, Hershey, it sounds like a pretty good snack list.
Yeah, I just saw an article about an audit of post offices in New York the other day, and there was all kinds of information about lost mail and broken glass and unsecured cash and everything in those post offices.
I don't know anyone who trusts the post office. My gosh.
Do people not know? I mean, are people this out of touch with reality? We talk about this stuff, but we're pretty well informed every day, all day.
I think people trust what they're familiar with.
Yeah,
I mean, this list is a very familiar list to a lot of people.
And don't get too excited, because they say, even though this is the list of most trusted brands, it's a contest of mediocrity, because there were no brands that were found to be overwhelmingly particularly trustworthy, with the 10 brands we just mentioned getting the approval of 34 to 42% of Americans. So just because those are the most trusted doesn't mean that they're winning in life.
I'll tell you something. What I've noticed here is I traveled across the country about 3 weeks ago or a month ago, whenever I brought Daisy and the car across the country. What I saw has culminated in a reality here in Los Angeles at how popular Chick-fil-A is. They are everywhere. Fast food.
Yeah, they're one of the fast food companies that are continuing to grow.
Huge. Huge. Everywhere.
Anyway, you said they were in the group of the most trusted. That's why they brought it to my mind.
So now we talk about Gen Z, and you hear Victoria and Kara, they're going, oh, this has got to be old people. So Gen Z, they are not drinking the Kool-Aid on this survey. They found that they are the most distrustful of all things thought to be capitalist. Corporate America, brands, and companies, they're also conscious of corporate behavior, and they're likely to not purchase from a reliable company that they feel is run unethically. This is a contrast from two-thirds of baby boomers who trust most companies as their kind of default position. Half support reliable companies regardless of the ethics of the company. So in summary, in this poll, it said we are a nation of skeptical capitalists. Just 15% of Americans believe that religious leaders will do the right thing. 5% trust Wall Street, and Hollywood was the least trusted of institutions. They only had 4% trust. Now,
trust the people that run the business or the people who are visible,
like
the actors and actresses?
The actors.
So let's talk about Tom. Younger people have the opposite of opinion, I think, of Hollywood. This just feels like this list was real, like my mom would totally be checking every one of these boxes.
So for some of the Hollywood actors, they talked about Tom Hanks and Oprah. They had 34% trust in Tom Hanks, 24% trust in Oprah, compared to Amazon's 39% trust and Google's 38% trust. How about that? Now,
I wouldn't
they
trust
even
Google
ask
any
people,
further. I could throw them. I'd give them about a one. And if it was
so
me
this is
that.
The question was, who do you trust to do the right thing? And at the top of the list of choices, and I'm going to give them to you. You guys tell me who. Your primary doctor, Google, Amazon, extreme weather warnings, the military, teachers, Tom Hanks, the police, scientific studies, or Oprah. Who would you trust to do the right thing for you in your life?
Let's go back at the beginning, the first three or four again.
Okay, I'll just give them to you out of order again. Extreme weather warnings, teachers, Tom Hanks, scientific studies, Oprah, the police, the military, Amazon, Google, or your primary doctor.
If this is for me personally, I would say my primary doctor. If this is in the world generally, I would say probably Tom Hanks or
That would be my answer, too.
You and I agree
for
on
you,
that one, Kara. Yeah.
For you, that is the way the question was phrased, and you all answered the question the way most Americans did. 50% said they trust their primary doctor more than any of those things.
Yeah.
Followed by, and I thought this was interesting, labels on food packaging, which we talk a lot about. Only 17% trust that.
Advisories,
23%.
Yeah.
Right. Wall Street was at 5%, and then Hollywood was at the very bottom of the list at 4%.
Yeah. Hanks, that's an interesting list. I would like to, let's just do it. What do we have? We have time.
I don't trust Oprah and I don't say I don't trust Oprah. I don't, I like Oprah. I think she does a lot of good.
I do too. I love her. She's a
sales
person.
But Oprah, she's shilling hardcore these days. So my trust in her has really kind of gone down. If she says, oh, I really love this product, it used to be a genuine thing that she would really love. Now it's probably tied into Weight Watchers in some way.
Yeah, right. Okay, so we agree on that one. Try a couple of those others. You mentioned Amazon. I don't trust them. I buy stuff from them from time to time, but I don't really trust them.
I don't trust their business ethics at all, but I trust that if I do order something, it will arrive when they say
it. That's a good separation. Yeah, I agree with you.
They were number three of the most trusted. So it was your primary doctor, followed by the military, followed by Amazon.
So no politicians were on there at all?
Donald Trump has 20% trust. He's the only politician. Warren Buffett's on there at 16%. Capitalism.
I trust Warren Buffett before 14%. I trust Donald Trump. But Apple what?
I said capitalism, 14%.
Oh. Capitalism, if it's done the right way, is the nirvana. But the problem is we got people that are using it and taking it apart and violating what the principles, the honorable principles of what capitalism is all about. There's a difference between capitalism. So many people, I think younger people today, equate capitalism to greed, and that's really wrong because that's not the way it is at all. I'm certainly not greedy, but I would not exist. This program wouldn't exist without capitalism. It couldn't exist. So anyway, all right, any others on there? Kara, you got any thoughts? I didn't hear peep out of you during this.
Yeah, she said her primary doctor was Tom Hanks.
I think this is a kind of
what's the source of this poll?
Morning Consult.
What is that?
Morning Consult is a really big polling company. They do polls on everything: politics, pop culture, brands. Morning Consult is actually very well respected.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting study, but I think it's kind of odd because when people are talking about things that they trust, yeah, there are different purposes for which I trust things. So, I don't know, most of those things that are listed, I don't ever think of in terms of how they, of, let's see,
it's a good way
of
to
how
put
they
a skin
impact
on things, though, Kara.
Me, yeah.
I trust
my doctor for me personally, but I don't think most of these people care about me personally, which is okay, because that's not the intention of them. So, I don't know.
What I take issue with is people who trust Google, at number 4 on the list of people trusted.
At least, you're right on that. They are awful.
That's the most disturbing
those
thing. It shows that
people
are loving.
Those two worms that run that outfit, awful.
See, again, that's the product, though. They make the best search product, and that's part of the problem. They make the best product. They're the least trustworthy, but they make the best product. And if Amazon could be the same, you know, put them in the same boat.
The average person doesn't know that, though, Victoria. They don't stay up on it like you do and we do. So they put one in the same. It's all the same as far as they're concerned. Meanwhile, here's a listening note. If you're interested in finding out what's going on the American Family Farm, I do a podcast and a program every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And the most recent one has a focus on how cows can save the planet. If you want to, you hear from a lot of people, oh, cows are ruining the planet. No, they are not. Cows can save the planet, and I have an expert to have the conversations, not just me and what I know, but the Farmer's Footprint is an organization that is all about understanding regenerative agricultural products. And so this is a conversation that you'll want to have if you're people say, oh, I'm going to get rid of all those cows, those damn cows. Cows can save the planet. You'll find out how by listening to the most recent podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Get ready for the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes, the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change during Super Bowl 54 pays out $50,000. That's right, touchdowns, field goals, safeties, even extra points. We'll draw one lucky winner from the corresponding square to win $50,000. It could be you! Plus, two grand prize winners will win a $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in February 2nd to see if you win. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle. One of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk. That's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
It's time to start fresh with nice new pens and notebooks.
There's no better time than now to get organized with help from Staples.
Because right now, a 12-pack of Bic Round Stick ballpoint pens is $1.49.
A 4-pack of Expo Dry Erase Markers is $3.99.
And Staples Complex are only $1 each.
So make time to save on all your office essentials at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot more in store.
In store only ends 1-18-20. Valid on assorted SKUs while supplies last.
Lowe's is here to help you do it right, to get the appliances right for your style and your budget. Shop in-store or online and get up to 30% off select appliance special values, like a Samsung front-load laundry pair and a champagne finish for just $13.96. That's also up to 30% savings on select refrigerators, dishwashers, and ranges, too. Whatever you need to make updates to your home today or any day, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 122, U.S. only.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Song from Brooks Dunn. Brooks Dunn, good day. Song from Brooks and Dunn and Luke Combs. Brooks and Dunn spending the majority of the summer on the road this year, according to the schedule that's been announced. They are going to do the Reboot 2020 tour. First tour of the 10 years. Starts in May in St. Louis, runs through September. Ronnie Dunn said, "So much for we quit."
I love that.
Yeah.
They sort of quit, though. They came back every year and did the Vegas shows with Reba. They didn't hate each other, which I appreciated. They didn't break up because there was a personality rift.
One of them's doing a radio show. Which one does the radio show?
Brooks
Dunn? Brooks. What's Brooks' last name? Brooks. I keep saying
Brooks. Brooks is his last name.
Yeah. It's Kicks Brooks.
Brooks.
Okay. And Ronnie Dunn.
Do you think they sound country enough?
love that. They're not bakers, that's for sure.
For me, yeah, no, this is country music, and it's good country music.
Well, they also have incredible melodies, and all their songs are so catchy.
Brand New Man is
really,
good.
It's fabulous.
Yeah.
I'm getting tickets. My mom's not listening, I know, so I'm saying, but this is going to be my mom's birthday gift.
Wait a minute. Why isn't your mother listening? What's the story?
They got some stuff going on, but this is going to be their, my mom's birthday gift.
She usually
loves Brooks and Dunn.
Right?
Yeah, move on. Yes.
Right. Tickets for the tour available as part of the Live Nation Country Mega Ticket this year. More information on how to get these tickets will be available via brooks-dunn.com in the coming weeks. The memories of playing live are what have kept the fire burning for us, says Kicks Brooks. Performers who have had that kind of night like we've all had with our fans never really let that go. Live is where most of us are at home. It's going to feel good to be back in the saddle. Brooks and Dunn have spent several years in Vegas for the longest-running country residency there. Reba, Brooks and Dunn, together in Vegas.
That's a great show, by the way.
Yeah, must be. 5 years since.
I saw it around
returns.
Christmas time, so they blended in some of their Christmas stuff, too. So much fun.
Yeah. Additionally, Dunn recently released his solo country and rock covers, Redone, it's called. So, if you're a Brooks and Dunn fan, you'll be happy. All of that. Next up here in the country world, the 26 and change after on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, Doug, and you. Chris Young, spending the majority of the last year on the road performing to over 400,000 fans. And he's going to get into high gear this year, too, with his Town Ain't Big Enough tour. He announced that he'll embark. Is he that good? I don't know that.
Yeah, he's, I'd say he's kind of like a middle-tier country star.
Really?
He's not like the top rung, but he's not the bottom of the barrel. He's been around for a few years, yeah.
Scotty McCreery and Peyton Smith are going to be there as openers. They'll hit cities, let's see, they start in Atlanta, go to Charlotte, Chicago, Cleveland, Dallas, among others. Additional dates are going to be announced in the coming couple of weeks. Everyone has been asking about this year since the last tour ended, so I'm happy I finally get to tell everybody about these shows. As said Mr. Young, the Town Ain't Big Enough tour is going to be the biggest one yet. The tour takes its name from Young's song of the same name, which is actually a duet with Lauren and Elena. So that's, I guess, her name is recognizable at this point, isn't it?
Yeah, she was on Dancing with the Stars last season.
Okay, good. The song expected to be on Young's upcoming 8th studio album, too, which will be out later this year. Tickets for the tour on sale the 24th, that's next week, for select cities as part of Live Nation's Country Mega Ticket, megaticket.com. Those people have way too much control over what we see in here. 28 after the hour. Strong enough to make things right. I'm just getting over another sober
Saturday night. If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Did you know that your home Wi-Fi can be tracked by websites, search engines, social networks, and others? The only way to really browse anonymously is with a VPN, or virtual private network, where you download it, launch it, and then launch your web browser. Georgia Wheatman is an expert on VPNs.
I mean, usually a user will download the software onto their computer, like you said, launch it, and then they'll be able to do all their browsing, and all your traffic will be routed through the VPN. But it's not just anonymity, it also can help you with having better control over who's monitoring your activities, your physical location even. You could make it so that they couldn't see where you were, and that'll make it harder for bad actors to intercept your internet traffic and those credentials and everything we talked about.
More is at bulbsecurity.com. And if you want to have your product featured here, tweet me at Tech It Out Radio.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The impeachment trial for President Trump is getting ready to begin.
Today is an important day.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on the sending of articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate for trial.
This is about the Constitution of the United States. voters in America should decide who our president is.
Seven members of the House, led by Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, will manage the prosecution during the impeachment trial.
The appropriate remedy, indeed the only remedy, is the conviction and removal from office of President Donald Trump.
But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is vowing to bring fairness to what he calls a political process.
This is the only body that can consider all factors presented by the House, decide what has or has not been proven, and choose what outcome best serves the nation.
The trial is expected to begin next Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll know this is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
After the hour, my voice belongs to me. I have a voice that is a voice, plus I also have a voice, if you know what I mean. And all the ladies here do as well, and so do you. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and our presentation of we talk among ourselves and think, okay, what are people going to be interested in, and what are we interested in? And put them both together. I know that a lot of folks are very interested in the outcome of the big competition on Jeopardy. So who actually ended up on the top of the heap? I think if I were looking at this, this sounds like from Mr. Rogers.
It's the lullaby version, you know?
Oh, is it?
Check it out.
You know, this is the genius Merv Griffin. He not only created and came up with the idea, but he also wrote the music.
It's actually funny, though. They use, like, a remixed version on the Jeopardy Greatest of All Time tournament. And so,
really?
Yeah, it was like
really?
Dubstep or something. Yeah, it was really funny.
That's funny.
So do we all hail Ken Jennings, Victoria, or not? What do we?
We do. He has officially been named the GOAT. He is the greatest of all time. Yep. He claimed the title of GOAT on Jeopardy. He's 45 years old. He's from the state of Washington, in case you don't know who Ken Jennings is. And this was
a TV presenter, in a manner of speaking. You know, the other guys are kind of casual guys. He looks like a TV guy.
Yeah, I guess. I don't really know what he looks like. I didn't get to see this, but Ken Jennings won $1 million, and he got the congratulations from Alex Trebek with his third victory in four matches. This was on the Jeopardy, the greatest of all time. He was pitted up against James Holzhauer and Brad Rutter, and his final question that he answered in Final Jeopardy was about Arcadia. He got it correct, and that's it. He's got the trophy now, so... Alex Trebek made a joke. He said it's taken 15 years for Ken Jennings to finally answer the question, is he as good as he appeared to be in that great run on Jeopardy? And the answer
is yes. Was that 15 years ago?
It was.
Wow! Whoa, I didn't know it was that long.
Wow!
Well, Jeopardy's been hosted for the longest time. I think that Alex has been the host for 35 years, or almost 35 years. Art Fleming did it for the first couple of years of the show. I remember, not to be a name dropper, but I remember I was invited to go to Merv Griffin's for a Christmas Eve party, and the group of people that were the group that was there were pretty interesting, and with Merv Griffin, it always gets around to Jeopardy and to his career as a sort of a savant, in a manner of speaking, because a very, very smart, just a genius kind of a guy. But he always came across as, when he did his television program, if you ever saw clips of it, he was always kind of casual and an everyman of sorts. But he found the people when he figured out he was going to do the shows. He was looking for people that nobody really knew about who had chops in the business. And Art Fleming was one of those people who had been a very successful radio host in St. Louis, and he'd done some television in St. Louis. And somehow, because Art Fleming and I became friends as well, and I remember him telling me the story about, because he's a real radio guy, when Merv Griffin just called him out of the blue, and he didn't believe it was Merv Griffin that was calling him. Come on, this isn't really Merv Griffin. And he said, yeah, I want you to come to Hollywood, and I want you to try out for being the host of this show. And that was in an era when there was lots of game shows, and there was a type of game show. You know, maybe growing up here in Los Angeles, Jennifer, more than anybody else, you had, most of them were all radio guys, guys who had been on two or three of the big radio stations in town, and they fixed their hair and did whatever they do, and they went over and auditioned for these jobs and got them. And so at first they didn't pay very well, so it was an adjunct to because none of them knew if they were going to be successful in the beginning of the game show era. I didn't know if they were going to be successful. So, okay, I'm going to keep my radio gig, and I'll do this on the side. And so on they went. Some of them lasted in those shows for a long, 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 long time. But they were all, without exception, except for Art Fleming, every single one of them in the early years were radio guys, disc jockeys in L.A., who became hosts of these game shows. And it's really very interesting to see how it all has turned out. The estate of Merv Griffin has made, over the course of the years in profit, $3 billion on Jeopardy and the Price, not the Price, right? What's the one that Jack does? Isn't that awful?
Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune. Can you imagine? Profit. $3 billion on those two shows. And they still are the number one and number two show in all of syndication. Beat all those extras, and what are some of the other early Access shows that are on? I guess Access Hollywood is one of them, and all the, what's the one Billy Bush is on, went back on to? Is that Access?
Is he on Extra? Oh, no, he was on
Never Keep Them Straight.
Right, yeah, they're all the same to me.
Mario is on one of them, he's on one of them. And a bunch of phony baloney blondes are on another one. So anyway, that's the story. Let's get to Mr. Avenetti, your pal Michael Avenetti, rearrested This guy's kind of the
one.
Dumbest. Huh? Really?
He's another one.
Yeah, you talk about blonde bimbos. He gives people. There's something about this guy. You know, he thinks. Is it that we just some people grow up and they're untouched by reality? Is that what happens to guys like this?
I think he tasted his 15 minutes and it was just it was like crack to him, and so there was no way he was going to let that go. And I mean he tried to blackmail Nike for like $20 million.
Yeah,
that's dope.
And they were kids. It's dope. They're not
it's
dope.
Dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It really is. Okay. The governor of Virginia says he's going to ban guns from the Capitol because of the violence. Remember in Charlottesville a couple of years ago? I don't know why it's taken them that long. That's what, also, why does it take so long to get this stuff done? Okay, so here's an event that takes place today. Tomorrow, you fix it. You do something about it. But that wasn't the case. I suppose it's good that something was done. The newly established Space Force has its new chief of space operations. Mike Pence swore in General John Raymond. In a ceremony at the White House, he has overseen the Space Force since the president approved its creation a couple of months ago, the signing of the National Defense Authorization Act. I don't know how I feel about this yet, frankly.
I thought you were in favor of this.
No, I'm not sure I am anymore. The more I dig around and I don't know.
So this is, just to be clear, this is a military branch of space,
NASA,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
That's great.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Yeah. This is how we have to compete against cyber attacks.
Yeah, but where does it
stop? It feels very Reagan-esque, doesn't it? It's like so 80s.
How do you figure this is cyber attack? How do you figure that? This is for
everything is
shooting
based on
bombs out of the space.
Well, it's about protecting our satellite system, our infrastructure, which is what everything is based on now. Everything's based on GPS. If someone tries to take all of that down, that would be, other than the type of bomb that North Korea could, that would just knock out our electrical grid, that they could do, that, I mean, this could be really detrimental to American security, for sure.
Yeah. All right, what's the story? We got a little gossip, Meghan Markle and the prince, and who's on what side. This thing seems to change every day. There were good outlooks after they met with the Queen, and now, as usual, the collaborators in the crap media over in England are suggesting, oh, this is really terrible, and these are bad
people.
Well,
the publishers of all the rags are upset, because what are they going to write about? If Meghan and Harry are living in Vancouver, they're not going to be able to, there just won't be the interest in selling all those horrible headlines. Yeah, there won't be any salacious headlines anymore, so they're not happy. Meghan and Harry seem happy. Meghan visited a women's shelter yesterday in Vancouver, and just from the picture that they posted of the women that she met with her, she looks so much happier. She's dressed casually. She's in her own clothes. She doesn't have to be in a, you know, in pantyhose. So she looks just,
okay. Is this,
she looks a lot
this
happier.
A testament? Is this a testament to how much he loves her? That's it. I mean, what else is it? How else would you interpret him changing his entire life, basically, because he wants her to be happy, and she's obviously not happy living the life that she had in England? I think it's a fabulous, very romantic, in my mind, anyway. Yes or no?
I think that he's doing everything he can to protect his family, and I think that he's doing the right thing. And I don't think he's going to make himself miserable. He may be back in London more than, you know, she and the baby may just stay in Canada, and he may be going back and forth more to London to do official stuff. But, yeah, I think it is romantic, and I think it's nice that she doesn't have to just sit and suffer through all this in England, because it's not getting any better.
Suffering being a duchess?
I don't know. Yeah, but, I mean, I honestly, I think as an American, I don't think she cares that much about it. I think she just wants to live her life and not be tortured every day with horrible headlines.
How many people know who Dot Marie Jones is from Glee? Would you recognize her if you saw a picture of her?
Yep, she was the
I think she was
if you watch Glee,
the gym
then,
teacher, or
she was the gym teacher.
Yeah, I didn't recognize the name either until I saw the picture, and I was like, oh, yeah, I know who
she's
that
a great
yeah.
coach. So she's recovering from what has been described by doctors as a widow maker, a dangerous heart attack. But she actually posted, Dot Jones posted a picture of the angiogram of how her vein, her artery was blocked. It's pretty vivid, man. It really is. This is why I like the new world order of the technology when you can see stuff like this. This is so important. You can see her right coronary artery is completely blocked. And it's pretty obvious, even to the naked eye, somebody wouldn't know what the hell they were really looking at. You look at the main artery.
Isn't that amazing that two not diagnose her?
Yeah,
right.
How did they
twice,
know that?
Twice they misdiagnosed her. Wow, she's lucky to be alive. She really is. Here's the story about our most recent podcast at djvshow.com, talking about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle and the update there, and then the situation in Iran as it gets looked upon. Plane crash is still under scrutiny in our conversations. We have a lot of celebrity conversation. Talk about Michael Bloomberg, which is prominent here on this program. And so if you want to find out what's going to be missed pieces of it, you can get it in any number of ways. Tune in radio certainly is one. You can find the podcast at djvshow.com. And you can follow us at Facebook, facebook.com/djvshow.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines the prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit, forhims.com/joy.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
After the hour, time for a visit with the host of The Pet Show, nationally famous, internationally famous. He's even famous on the moon. Can you imagine? Warren Eckstein. And we're lucky enough to have him here on National Dress Up Your Pet Day. I'm thinking you're not a big fan of National Dress Up Your Pet Dress Up Your Pants Day. Dress Up Your Pet Day. Am I right on that or not, pal?
I'm feeling a little guilty because yesterday and today, you know, Dress Up Your Pet Day, my dogs are both running around butt naked, and I'm feeling a little guilty about it. You know, here's my opinion. If your dog enjoys wearing clothes, I have no problem with it.
Really?
My dogs are exhibitionists. They like to walk around naked. It's fine with me.
There you go. Right.
I'm not a big fan of it because very often people don't take into consideration the comfort of the dog when putting a costume or something on them.
Yeah, that's what I was figuring. Okay, I'm on your web page, thepetshow.com. First thing that screams out is an investigation into dog foods being mislabeled. You want to give us some background on that?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. A lot of dog food, you know, more questions about dog food than anything in the past. You know, is it organic, not organic? It's really important that people need to read the labels. In fact, I'm doing a special on my show this week, and I'll share the info with you later on. I'm going to be interviewing a man by the name of Dr. George Fahey, who is from the University of Illinois, probably the most knowledgeable person when it comes to putting pet food formulas together. The problem is, people tend to buy pet food because it's a pretty package or what they may hear on TV. What they really need to do is read the labels carefully. You know, what byproducts are in there? What does organic really mean? What does natural really mean? So I'm going to do an entire thing this week because I've been getting more questions. Give me an example. These are the most common questions that I get asked when it comes to pet food. How is pet food regulated? There's something called, I'm forgetting the name of it off the top. But anyways, basically like the Food and Drug Administration.
The FDA for dog food.
AFCO. It's AAFCO, AFCO. They regulate all animal foods. Is commercial pet food safe? Well, it depends on the commercial pet food you're buying. And why are so many pet food recalls? That's the thing that concerns me. I post almost one a week of pet food recalls. And in the years past, I didn't have to do that. I think it's probably, and a lot of people don't realize this, let's say you're buying one brand of dog food. You might not realize that 9 different brands of dog foods are made at the exact same factory using the exact same equipment.
Yep.
So it's bound to happen. It's just bound to happen. And
like gasoline, all comes out of the same.
Yeah, byproducts and all that. So I'm going to be talking about this with organic, not organic, the importance of prebiotics versus probiotics and how prebiotics can really help. So it's going to be interesting, but you're absolutely right. I put that article on the website because I would say that more people are confused about what they feed their dogs and their cats than any other question I get asked lately.
All right, here's a warning for people. You know, when I'm here in California and Daisy and I are going for walks, like you and I are going to have breakfast tomorrow and you're going to meet Daisy for the first time, right? We're going to have a little chat and chew.
So excited. So you're all right, but I'm so excited to see Daisy.
You'll love her. She's a fabulous little girl. Anyway, I go around the neighborhood with one of those little plastic bags. It's very unusual for me because on the farm, Daisy can poop where she wants to. But out here, you got to be mindful of the poop. So I have a little bag. And I saw something about some of these bags, whether they're these smaller bags or the bigger bags that people use for snacks for children or for dogs or whatever, that could be very much a risk for dogs. You want to explain?
You mean the plastic bags themselves?
Yeah. Suffocation?
Listen, could be a potato chip bag laying around the house. I've seen dogs really choke on that, so you have to be really careful with it. Yeah, absolutely. Those, you know, sometimes you buy a new item and it's wrapped in plastic, so you throw the plastic on the floor and the dog goes or the cat goes and plays with it. They can suffocate. Yeah, it's things you have to really be concerned about. Anything that is dangerous for a young child is dangerous for a dog or cat. That's my rule of thumb.
You know, also, one of the things that I am interested in is where you take the dog for a walk. When I'm on the farm, it's pretty easy because I'm away from the road. And here, I concern myself because she's on a leash and she's on a harness. But there are a lot of crazy drivers. And I'm up near Venice and Abbot Kenny. And, man, the crazy people here. It really concerns me sometimes if I take her onto the sidewalk on the main road because you can never tell what's going to happen.
It's like the old days. It's like the old days of chivalry. You put yourself between the road and the sidewalk, and let the dog walk close. It's just like you would do with a lady when you were walking with her. And one quick thing, though, I know you're picking up after your dog now. No fake scoops. Okay, a lot of people bend down, make believe that they're cleaning up after the dog, and do absolutely nothing. So no fake scooping. If you're going to scoop, pick it up and throw it away.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that. If it's your dog, take care of it. Throw it in the rubbish barrel. That's the thing to do. The Pet Show, heard all over the place. You can listen live to it on TuneIn Radio and iHeart and Stitcher and all that stuff. Warren, thank you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.